So we are the last two words on Nun Amud Beis. I'm a Rebbe. My time is in Gamil, the Mesap Kalei. My time is in Gamil. Why does Gamil say some trashy Gamer ain't get Tachi get the Shnei Yevamis and the Shnei Yevamim? Is there two Yevamis and he gives a get to both of them, or two brothers give a get to one lady? What does that mean, ain't get Tachi get? Do I miss your Batsher the Kravis Elop? That the last one doesn't become Usher in the Kravis, that means the second get is worthless. Nothing. Why? Now, the Gemara at this point holds, this is the way that Achranim learned, that the Bible holds that get and Maimer might be a deraisa. It might suffice by itself. That Mesapkele, get Eloi Zachi. Maimer Ikani, Eloi Kani. If the Bible is Mesupik, whether get works biblically or not at all, and if Maimer works biblically or not at all, that's the way Rava understands it. That means, according to him, the Gemara has a suffix where the get by a Yevama is biblical. That the Torah allows another way of breaking the bonds of Zika. Not only through Chalitza, but through get as well. And the Torah allows another way of acquiring the Yevama, not only through Bia, but through Maimer as well. That's his suffix. He doesn't know. Therefore, he get get idochi iloi dochi. He's misupik whether get is doichi or not. Therefore, he kama dochi bas from my coven. If the first one worked, so then she's already a free lady. If it worked, then she's a free lady, right? So what is the second one doing? It's worthless. It's like divorcing a divorced lady, right? If Reuben gives a get to one yavama, Shimon gives a get to one yavama. So the other Yavama is free. So giving a get to the second Yavama is nothing. Right? She's not no longer bound to him. Eloi Dachi, if get doesn't work, so then it doesn't work at all. So you come a Dachi Eloi Dachi, I'm sorry. Right. So if the Gemara doesn't speak it out. And if it doesn't, you come a Eloi Dachi, right, it does speak it out. You come a Eloi Dachi, if the first one didn't work, meaning it doesn't work biblically, and the Gemara does not hold of a rabbinic. So therefore, if it doesn't work biblically, Basra Nami Lezachi. So then the second one is worthless of a Marashah. The first one is a suffix. It might work biblically, so she is your divorced wife. She's your divorced lady, I should say. Divorced from Zika, and therefore her relatives are usher, like the relatives of a Chalutza. Or it might not work, and then she's bound to you. But for sure, the second one, there's nothing to gain. Because if the first one worked, the second one is free. If the first one didn't work, either does the second one. So there's no reason to be answering her relatives.
Really?
Right, then you lead it to the first one. So she's free for sure. So with the other one, and the other one's relatives are missing. Maimer, Ikani, Eloi Kani. The same topic he has is about Maimer. Does it work biblically, or does it not work at all? If it works biblically, this is another means of acquiring Yavama. If he did Maimer to work, so that's his wife. She now needs a biblical get, right? And no Chalitza, because it worked. She wouldn't even need Chalitza, but the second one is worthless. If the first one didn't work, so she does need Chalitza. So if Maimer doesn't work, so the second one is meaningless. So the reason that Gamil does not view the second one as anything is because either the first one works completely so there's no room for the second one, or the first one didn't work at all so there's no room for the second one because it doesn't work anymore than the first one. So therefore, the first one needs a get for the Maimer because it might have worked completely. It needs Chalitza because it might not have worked at all. The second one needs nothing because Manushev, either the first one was married or the first one or Maimer is meaningless. So therefore, it wouldn't ask for the relative for the second one, yes.
Yeah, but Mishlim get, I see that there's a pasuk of the Torah that speaks about get, but where what's the makor to Maimer?
Okay, so the truth is, it would need a lot of explanation. The Babri does not explain it because the Gemara slugs up right away. But this question you should have asked back when the Shammai said Maimer works with the Raisa. We had an opinion that said Maimer works with the Raisa. Back by Beis Shammai, remember we had a discussion, person that met a Maimer, and then his sister-in-law fell, whether she goes out with Shemachai's Isha. Remember? Right. So there was an opinion in Beis Shammai that Maimer works with the Raisa. So you could have asked me there, what is the source that Maimer works with the Raisa? So the truth is, in Bavli, I don't remember seeing any source for that. But they do point out that there's a Yerushalmi that brings him on the Amr that Maimer works the Raisa and learns it after the word Umakacha Loi Leisha, the Yibma. Either Lakacha or Yibma. You have a choice. Maimer or Bia. That's what, they,
wow.
Again, no Yerushalmi, but they point out that there is a Manda Amr Yerushalmi that says that. Now, the Gemara here never explains it. It didn't explain it by Beis Shammai. It doesn't explain it here, but here it slugs it up right away and says Rabbi Gamliel cannot hold it's biblical. Right? We're going to prove that in a moment. But the over there, by Beis Shammai, we didn't elaborate on it either, but they do say some through, they do point out that there's Yerushalmi that brings a pasuk for the king of Maimer according to one man the Amar. Again, it won't change the facts on the ground in Bavli that almost everybody holds besides Beis Shammai, but we might have another Mandi Amar coming up, that Maimer is only rabbinic.
Thank you.
I don't know, Avram, why you were more happy with Get. Where did you see Get work?
Well,
anyway,
no, I'm saying there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Get, right?
Well, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Kiddush, right? I mean, we learn our Kiddush for a regular woman.
Okay, I didn't think, first of all, I don't know what Kiddushin was, but I didn't, that's a good point. That's a good point.
The Mishnah, Kiddushin, Beis of Adal, like Kiddushin work.
Okay, Rabbi, I'm not there yet. That's so, my aim is not.
Thanks. Okay. It's Tabaya. Tabaya asked the question, and he proves that it can't be either all biblical or nothing. And I'll speak it out outside, and then we'll do it inside. The Brisa said, we had a Brisa. This is not in our Mishnah. But the Gamliel agrees that if you do get to one, okay, there's three wives. Reuben died, left over three wives. Let's say you do get to one, to Rachel, Bia to Leah, and Maimer to Shprinza. Okay, we'll take that case first. Gamliel agrees, the B is a B of Sula, and the Maimer works. Tishprinza, that you become Usher and her relative. And we make you divorce Leah, who you had Bia with, and we still require Rabbinic Chalitza, like we said in our Mishnah. Now, if Get works biblical, then the Bia was a Znus. If Get doesn't work at all, then the Bia was the first thing that happened, and when everybody holds a Bia as first, Maimer doesn't work. So why should Maimer to Shprinza work? Again, if you give a get to Rachel, and you have Bia with Leah, and then a Maimer with Shprinza. If we're learning like Rabbi Gamliel, the way we explained Rabbi Gamliel, if the get worked to Rachel, then what he did with Leah was pure Znus, not Yibam, because he already freed the Zika with the get. If the get didn't work, right? If the get didn't work, so then the Bia was the first thing he did, was 100% Yibam, was Bia Betchila, which the Mishnah said, Maimer can't work afterwards. And to do Bia first, there's no room for Maimer. So why is Maimer by Shprinza? Either the Get freed the Zika or the Bia freed the Zika. If the Get works partially, then you can tell me the Bia is a Bia Psula. But if the Get worked totally, then the Bia was not. And if the Get didn't work at all, then the Bia was a regular Ebus. The Munimshah, the Maimer shouldn't work. And yet the Brisa says clearly, Rabbi Gamliel says, a get to Rachel, be it to Leah, and Maimer to Shprinza does work. That's Rabbi. The kashi. Or the other case, he did Maimer to Rachel, be it to Leah, and a get to Shprinza. So again, Rabbi Gamliel says, you have to divorce Leah, and you still have to give a get, a chalitza. It's a Bia Psula, right? But if you learn Maimer either works completely or not at all, if it works completely, then you married Rachel, and you don't lay it with his nut. If it didn't work at all, you did a Yibam to Leah. So why should the get to Shprinza afterwards have any effect? By the fact that Gamliel recognizes a get after a Maimer and a Bia, and a Maimer after a get and a Bia, must be that get works somewhat, not completely. Not either all or nothing biblically, because if it's all or nothing biblically, then the manavshech, the sprinter's get, or maimer, the third one, wouldn't count at all. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let's read it inside. Eis v'abaya, umayirim gamlio, shiyesh get achar maimer, umaimer achar aget. Right? That's what we had in our Mishnah. You can give one woman a get, the next woman a maimer, one woman a maimer, the next woman a get, because either, we don't know, either get works or maimer works, we're not sure, so therefore one works after the other. That's fine. But here comes the case that's difficult. A get achar biyu maimer. A get that's done after biya to the second and maimer to the first. To Rachel, biya to Leah, get the sprinza, he's usher and sprinza's relative. Or, maimer achar biyu get. You give a get to Rachel, biya to Leah, maimer to sprinza, he has to give sprinza a get, and he's usher to her relative. Even sapkalin in Gamliel, if the Gamliel is misupik, whether it works biblically or not at all, so then Tehevi can be in the Luchatchila. Leah's Bia should be a complete first Bia. Because if Maimer didn't work, then it didn't work at all. So it's not a Bia Tzula. And if Maimer did work, then Leah's Bia is his Nus. Either way, Sprint is out of the picture. So why in the world does Sprint get or Maimer make a difference? The Tikni, it should be kind of the Tnan, Habilus Bezmanshi Betzila. Bia, when it's first, and over here, it's either first or nothing. But either way, the third one is removed either by the mimer of the first, or by the get of the first, or by the bia of the second. But there is no partial here. It's either all or nothing. So why is the third one in play? The third one should be totally out. If mimer worked, the third one is out. If mimer didn't work, and the bia was bia l'chatchila, and the bia is l'chatchila, then it knocks out the whole zika, and there's no room for mimer afterwards. Because the first maimer didn't make the first thing didn't make a difference. I hope I explained myself. Am I clear? Hello?
Yes, clear.
Yeah. Rashi. She has get achar maimer. Maimer lazu beget lazu. Rashi. Pasos rishayna. If he gives a maimer to one, the get to the other, it passes the first one. The usher beklay the shtehen. The maimer achar get. Get lazu a maimer lazu. Ba'alus maimer chich a get. Ba'alus maimer needs a get. The get achar bio maimer. Achar bia sha'achar maimer. The get to the third one after the bia to the second one, which was after maimer to the first one. Begun. Maimer lezu, maimer to Rachel, ba'al lezu, and he lived with Leah, the get l'shlishis, and then a get to Shpenta. Mahani get, ba'asu b'kwe b'seha. The get helps, and he's usher in her relative. Maimer achar bia v'get. Get lezu, get to Rachel. Ubal lezu, and he lived with Leah. Umaimer l'shlishis, and a maimer to Shpenta. Kaina maimer, the maimer works, the tzricha get. The asa b'kray v'seha. Now the problem is, me amit nesapkele b'tchias haget or knias maimer. If you tell me, Rabbi Gamliel says, a get is either all or nothing biblically, to have the hachbiya and tzoris to be a b'tchila. The bia to Leah would be a bia at first. The tikni, meaning either it's nus or it's a kinyan, but for sure it's not partial. With the honey mice shlishes, they beget achabiyo maimer, they the maimer achabiyo get. The action to shprinza shouldn't make a difference whether it's a get to shprinza or a maimer to shprinza, because whatever happens, e maimer kamakani, right? Mamarshach, get achabiyo maimer lo lehani. A get after a bia, which is after a maimer, shouldn't help. If you tell me the maimer works, Sula Mahani Bia. So the Bia was nus. Everybody was freed the moment Rachel got a maimer. He married Rachel. Everybody else is free. So Leah's Bia is meaningless, and the get for sure is meaningless. The get of Asrei, because it's already she's free. You're giving a get to a strange woman. You have no relationship to her, right? Somebody goes over to a lady in the street and you injure a get. It's meaningless. You're not married to her. Be Maimer Loitani Midi. And if Maimer didn't work at all, then that means what he did to Rachel was zero. Dimtas Bia Shalachra Bia Betchila. But it means when he lived with Leah, that was the Yibam, Ukshera. The Tsuboy Mahani get Lishlishis. And then the get, and the third one won't work. That Nam, Habila Mizmanshi Betchila, Einat Rael Klum. The Bia when it's first, There's nothing afterwards. And Leah's Bia was the first thing, because the Maimer Terechah was meaningless. The same with Maimer Achabia, the Get. The same thing would be true when it was Get first, Bia second, and Maimer third. You get kind of Dachi. If the first Get worked biblically, to when Mahani Bia or Maimer Abasei, but then Maimer and Bia don't help, because he's already divorced her. He already broke the Zika. We get loy dachi midi, and if we get didn't work at all, him to bia shalach rein betchila. That means the bia afterwards was the first thing he did, right? Rachel's get meant nothing. Therefore, Leah's bia is a regular yibum at first. The kind of. Or maimed the basrei love kumi. And therefore, the maimed to shmintah should be nothing. So basically, what the Gemara is asking is, make up your mind. If it's kaina, it's totally kaina, then there's no room for shprints at all. And if it's not kaina, then he did bia to Leah, and that was a bia betchila, and there's no room for shprints at all. Yet Rav Gamliel says that shprints get or maimer needs to be dealt with. And it's just us and the relatives, and if it's a maimer, needs to get. That means, obviously, he doesn't go with his mamonoshuk. So Rav is shot, doesn't hold water. That's what the Gemara is saying. Answer the Gemara. Abaya answered. Now, the Olam Shita Leila of Gamliel beget the Dachi or Maimer the Kani. Now, when Gamliel agrees, the get is kaina, get is daicha a little bit rabbinically, and Maimer is kaina a little bit rabbinically. So it's not all or nothing biblically. You can give Rachel a get, and she's still bound to you biblically. The get is a rabbinic thing that pushes her away a little bit, that you no longer can do yibum. A maimer is kind of a little bit that you no longer can do yibum to somebody else. So there is a kinyan and a dchia. It's rabbinic and it's partial. The question is, can I partially do get to two? Or did the Rabbanan institute one get per zika? One maimer per zika. This is all a rabbinic invention called maimer and get. When the Rabbanan said you can do maimer and get, maybe they said we allow one get per zika to effectively, rabbinically, ban Yibum. One maimer per zika to make this woman, which woman you can be miyabim, period. There's no room for a second maimer, and there's no room for a second get, right? So therefore, if you do a maimer, achel maimer, it doesn't work, what Gamliel says, because you used the power of maimer that Rabbanan empowered you with one time. That's all they empowered people, is to do one maimer. Or to do one get. To do a second mimer, there's no power for that. You already did your mimer. You did what the Rabbanan empowered you to do. There's no reason to assume that there's a room for a second one. And there's no reason to assume that there's a room for a second get. But if you do a mimer and then a get, or a get and then a mimer, that works because you only used one of the empowerments the Rabbanan gave you. There's still room for the second one because it wasn't either all or nothing. It's a partial rabbinic severance or a partial rabbinic marriage. But either way, it's rabbinic and it's partial. But the Rabbanan only empowered one perzika. And since they only empowered one perzika, there's no room for a second one to the second woman. That's Pshat Rabban Gamliel. Let's read it inside. Elam Rabbi Eloilam Shitalei Rabban Gamliel Beget the Dachim Ebe the Gami. It works somewhat. It's Daicha somewhat. And it's kinda somewhat. Biu Amar Rabbanan, Ho Yavama, B'chatzad Mahani Baget, B'chatzad Mahani B'maimer. On one side, Rabbanan instituted a get, and on the other side, Rabbanan instituted a maimer. Right. So therefore, get acha get leidachi dodacha leikama. You used up your power of get. They empowered you to give a get. A rabbinic get one time. So you used it up. So the second one has no power because Rabbanan you used up whatever get was supposed to do. Right? Maimer acha maimer lekani, dakana lekama. However, get acha maimer, maimer acha get, hai milsa kadaki, hai milsa kakani. You're using the power to push and to be kaina. Period. So that can work because you didn't use the power twice, use different powers that Rabbanan empowered you, and that works. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Elab shita lay the get dachi ktsas, a maimer kani ktsas. Shita the get is daich a little bit, a maimer is kind a little bit. Okay. Via shalach reyem ain't the tchila. the bia afterwards is not a new bia, for sure not. There was either a get or a maimer and had a partial impact rabbinically, and therefore the bia is a bia psula. My time is maimach a get to get hach a maimer. Why can you do a maimer after a get and a get after a maimer? They maimach a maimer will get hach a get. But you can't do two maimers or two getten. The amrabonah b'chatzad mahani b'get nitches chetcha, pushes away part of her. Chatzad mahani b'maimer witness chetcha. And the other side, you can acquire part of her. Again, she is partially acquirable rabbinically, and she's partially severed rabbinically. Get achaget loydaki nadoka lekama. Kol kayach get. The first get did anything that Rabbanan empowered in get was taken care of by the first one. Kokiklav klumhu umutu bikrevisel. Nothing, and he's mutu in her relatives. Vekay maimer achar maimer. Vakoni kama kol kayach maimer. The first one did everything that maimer can do. Hai milsa get achar maimer. However, if it's a get after the maimer, my sire get what the get left over. I'm sorry. My desire maimer min kamaisa, doch he get the best raisa. You use the power of maimer, now you use the power of get. One is not a contradiction to the other, right? B'chei mishnei yevamim, the same thing is true by two yevamim, by the shayer maimer the kama, doch he get the basra. One does maimer, the other one does get. Maimer achra get, by the shayer get the kama min azika, deloy dachya, whatever the get pushed away, that it didn't push away completely, kani maimer the basra, the maimer afterwards was kind of. Just to be intellectually correct, you could learn abaya in biblical as well, and maimer is a partial kinyan biblically, and get is a partial severance biblically. But once it's partial, there's no reason to say Rav Gamliel holds it to the right. There's no proof in abaya that he's saying it's rabbinic. Because in Rava, we said it was totally biblical. It was either all or nothing. Abaya proved that it can be all or nothing. So he said it's a partial. Now, he doesn't talk the word drabanon or deraisa. But once it's partial, you can learn it's rabbinic like we've been assuming all along, rather than say Rav Gamliel holds it biblically. But if you want to say Rav Gamliel holds it biblical partial, you could say that. That the Torah empowered Maimer partially, empowered Get partially. But since it's only partial, there's room for the other one afterwards. Again, it's in Rav Gamliel at this point, you can learn either way. I pick to learn that according to Rav Gamliel it's rabbinic is because why say Rav Gamliel holds it to deraisa? Well, the only one we had that said until now was Beis Shammai, and now we don't have to say it, so we might as well say it's rabbinic. Back to the Gemara. Rabbanon. Kol chad v'chad, kina le rabbanon get to maimer. B'yavama. No, they say it's not true that there's a power of a get that you use up the first time, or a power of a maimer that you use up the first time. It's not true. Rabbanon gave each yavam and each yavama the power to be to have a get used and a maimer used. So Reuven, Shimon can do a maimer, and Levi can do a maimer. Shimon can give a get, Levi can give a get. Rachel can receive maimer, Leah can receive maimer, and the same by get. Meaning it's not a one-time thing that Rabbanon empowered. Rabbanon empowered each yavam for each yavama to do maimer and get. And therefore, you can have a maimer ach a maimer and a get ach a get. Rashi, Rabbanon, the pligya leidim gamil, they argue with them. The Amri, they say, yesh get ach a get. Amri Loch, they will tell you the following. Kochad v'chad min ha-yevamen, tikn le rabbonon get u'maymer b'chol ha-yevamen. Every yevam has the right to do get and maymer in every yevama. V'kechlekel ha-maymer kama docha kokayach get the kama. We don't say that the first one used up kokam docha kokayach get, period. We don't say that the first one used up the whole possibility of get. The kama kokayach get the islay v'haf yevama hu docha. When Shimon gives a get to Rachel, he used up his power of get in Rachel. Ava kayach haget to Achma, but Levi's kayach haget b'ach yevama in Rachel, or kayach gita didei b'tzarasa, or his kayach to give Leah get, loydacha, v'chei lin yamayma. So the Rabbanah holds every yavam got the power to give every yavama either a maima or a get. One does not preclude the other. Whereas Rav Gamliel holds, the Rabbanah made a power called Maimer and a power called Get, one per Zika and no more. Am I coming through? Because there's no questions. I don't know what that means.
Yes, clear, clear.
Okay. That's the Gemara guide. The high bia, psula, now the Gemara is going to say something else. So we finished explaining the Machlekes, Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan. We now understand, according to Abaya, that get and Maimer are rabbinic, and the question is, how much did the Rabbanan institute with Takana? Rav Abaya says, one get, and Rav Gamliel holds, one get or one Maimer per Zika, no two get and no two Maimers. But there is room for a get and a Maimer. That they don't preclude each other. You can have a get and a Maimer or a Maimer and a get. And Rabbanan hold, each Yavam to each Yavamam, we've given power of get and Maimer. So Shimon can give a get to one Yavam and a Maimer to another, and his brother can do the same. Each Yavam was empowered to each Yavam by the Rabbanan to make a get and a Maimer that counts for something. And therefore, it would have consequences that the relative of the second one would be us. Now we're moving on to Bia Psula. Bia Psula, how did the Rabbanan treat it? Now remember, biblically, Bia Psula is a Yivam. Let's say he did Maimer to Rahul, and then he did Bia to Leah. He's married to Leah biblically. Rabbanan came along, and they treated it like Bia Psula. Now, how do they treat Bia Psula? According to Rav Gamliel, how does it stack up? There's no Maimer Acher Maimer. How about if you make a Maimer to Rahul, and then a Bia Psula to Leah, right? A Bia Psula to Leah, it works. It's biblical, right? Even though a Maimer wouldn't work to Leah, but Bia Psula does work, and it makes sense, because Maimer is rabbinic, and Bia Psula is a deraisa. On the other hand, if a person would be able to get to one and a Maimer to a second, right, then no matter, let's set it up. What would happen if a guy did a get to Rahu and a Maimer to Leah? Then no matter what he does to Sprinter, it doesn't work anymore. No get, no Maimer. Quick of Gamliel. He used up his power of get, and he used up his power of Maimer. So, using up his power of Maimer, he no longer can do a Maimer to Sprinter. It's meaningless. However, if he does a get and a Bia Psula, Maimer can work the Sprinter. So Bia Psula is stronger than Maimer. It works after a Maimer. It's weaker than Maimer in the sense that if you do a Maimer to Rachel and a Bia Psula to Leah, you can still give a get. A get to Rachel and a Bia Psula to Leah, you can still do a Maimer to Sprinter. We don't say that the Bia Psula took away the chance of a Maimer. Even though it's a bigger bond than a Maimer, and there's no Maimer after a Maimer, there is a Maimer after a Bia Psula. I don't know if I'm explaining myself well enough. Let me try again. By Maimer Acher Maimer, we said, you only, according to Gamliel, you only get a chance to do one Maimer. Can't do two. But after a Bia Psula, you can do a Maimer. Even though Bia Psula is stronger than a Maimer, it's a biblical connection, still, you can do a Maimer to the third. If you give a get to Rachel and a Bia Psula to Leah, the Maimer to Sprint's account. Why should it count? L'chaira, you did a Bia Psula to Leah. It's a Maimer plus. You can't do Maimer twice. Why should you be able to do Maimer after Bia Psula? Yet Rabbanan said you can. So in a certain way, Bia Psula is stronger than Maimer. It's biblical. In a certain way, Bia Psula is weaker than Maimer. After Maimer, you can't do a second Maimer. But after Bia Psula, you could do a Maimer, even though Bia Psula is a stronger connection than a Maimer was. But it wasn't a Maimer. Therefore, there's still room for a Maimer to Shprinta. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Let's read it inside. The high Bia Psula Adifa mi Maimer, agree mi Maimer. In a certain way, it's stronger than Maimer. And in a certain way, it's weaker than Maimer. Why? Adifa mi Maimer. Ilu Maimer acha Maimer lemahani. You can't do a Maimer to Rahu and then a Maimer to Shprinta. It won't work. Ilu Bia acha Maimer mahani. But if you do a Maimer to Rahu and a Bia to Leah, you don't say it doesn't work. It works. It's biblical. It's a Bia. Agree on the Maimer, but it's worse than Maimer. Ilu Maimer achar get, kani lekula shiur the get. If you do a get to Rahu and then a Maimer to Leah, then Sprint is out. No get, no Maimer will work because you already used up the power of both. Ilu Bia achar get, like kani lekula shiur the get. But if you gave a get to Rahu and a Bia Psula to Leah, you can still do a Maimer to Sprint and it counts. And logically, you would say, well, Biyamsula is stronger than Maimer. If you can't do a Maimer after Maimer, why can't you do a Maimer after Biyamsula? But Rabbanan said you can. And therefore, in a certain sense, it's weaker than Maimer. You don't use up the power of Maimer by doing a Biyamsula. That's what Rav Gamliel is saying. Rashi. The high Biyamsula. The climber. Hachi Amar Rav Gamliel Yeshget Achad Biyashachar Maimer. Rav Gamliel said, there is a gesh after the bia that's after the maimer. The yesh maimer, achar bia or get. There is a maimer after the bia that's after the get. The bia and tzoyas, shipsula, this middle bia with teleya, which was not after a get or maimer to rachu, adiva mi maimer, and one way is stronger than maimer, and gria mi maimer, and another way it's weaker than maimer. Adiva mi maimer, dilu bia achar maimer mahani. Right? If you do a bia to lay after a mimer to rachu, it works. We don't say it's a mimer after a mimer because bia is biblical. Kediktani get acher bia or mimer. Alma yesh bia acher mimer. Clear from Gamliel that bia works after mimer. Agree me mimer. Dilu mimer acher get. Kanele lekula shura de get. You do a mimer after get. There's nothing left for the third one. Komash shire get le mimer. Vei mimer acher mayo kumachra. Right, if you do a get to Rachel and a Maimer to Leah, there's no room for Maimer anymore. Because of us, the Maimer Bishlishis. Because Rabbi Gamliel, a Maimer, a Maimer. Rabbi Gamliel said, there's no two Maimers. The way you have a Maimer, Bishanach, a get, you lie. Makes no difference whether the first Maimer was a get or it was the first thing you did. Either way, there's no room for anything else. A Maimer, a Maimer. The way plug makes no difference between Maimer, Bishanach, a Bishanach, a get. Makes no difference if the first Maimer was to Rachel or to Leah after Rachel's get. Midlik Tani, by Rav Gamliel sheyesh maimer acher maimer beget. It doesn't say Rav Gamliel says that if you do a get first, you can do two maimers. But the ilu bia acher get, like kanyele the coolest shur. Oh, mashu shayer get lebia. It's not kind of everything. Yesh maimer acher bia beget. If the bia is first, not the yard. Ava be'emta, the bia is after a get. Yashachrael Klum, because I'm a time below. My time, I'm a Rabbanan, be absolutely Yashachrael Klum. Like we said earlier, the Rabbanan said that even though you biblically acquired her through Bia, but they made Xera and they said that you still need Chalitza and that the third one still works. So in a certain way, the Rabbanan treated Bia Psula stronger than Maimer because it works after Maimer. And in a certain way, they treated it weaker than Maimer because it doesn't knock out the Kayach of the Maimer for the next one. It's not considered a Maimer Acher Maimer. It's a different thing called the Bia Psula and the Maimer afterwards work.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe? But we, these are just, this is just facts, okay?
Yes.
It doesn't, there's no, we can't just say the Rabbanan just pull us out of a hat. It doesn't make any sense. Is it stronger or not? You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it doesn't have to be this way. It's not nothing is forcing them to do it this way.
Yes, there is. Let me explain. When you do a Maimer Acher Maimer, there's no reason it should work. You used up the power of Maimer, there's no more Maimer left. By Bia Psula, there was a Gera. If we say that there's nothing after a Bia Psula, right, as Gemara said, so there was a fear that you might do Bia after Bia. If you remember, that's what the Gemara said in other days. If we say that after Bia, right, we're afraid that if you do Bia after Get and it works completely, people will do Bia after Chalitza. And if you do Bia after Maimon and it works completely, people will do Bia after Bia. So there was a reason to make Xera, even though it ends up making Bia Psula weaker than Maimer. There was a special reason for that Xera. It wasn't done out of the hat. The Rabbanan studied the Indian and said there's a room for Xera here. So even though at the end of the day it looks a little bit out of whack, in certain ways, be it biblical, it works stronger than Maimer, and yet at the same time they said in a certain way we weakened it because of the fear that a person will do a Biach Chalitza or Biach Bia. So there was a room for Xera on the Amud Beis that we learned yesterday. We learned that there's Xera. We don't want Bia Psula to work because we're afraid to do a Biach Bia or Biach Chalitza. There's a reason for that Xera. So even though it ends up making Bia Psula look a little bit out of shape, stronger to Maimer, weaker to Maimer, make up your mind, the answer is it really is stronger to Maimer. It's biblical. It works completely. The Rabbanim had to come along and say no because they were afraid of Biachar Bi'ah, Biachar Chalitza. And since they were afraid of those two things, Rabbanan had to come along and weaken it. So it ends up looking out of the hat, but it's really not out of the hat. There's a reason for this day, and therefore it's that way. I hope I explained myself. I'm sorry? Is there a question? Hello?
No, no. Good.
Good. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, Ketzer Amram Gamliel, Ein Get Acher Get. When did Rabbi Gamliel say, Ein Get Acher Get? Now the Bryce is explaining Rabbi Gamliel. Shei Yavamah Shanav Lufnei Yavim Echad. Two Yavamahs fall in front of one Yavim. Nothing get lezu, but get lezu. And he gave both of them a get. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm a chaylet for Rishayna. Do kalita to the first one. Mutter b'kray b'seha. Vata b'kray b'seha, mutter b'kray b'shniya. This is an eight to taiva. Give chalitza to the first one. That way the second one, remain, her relatives remain mutter. Because she didn't receive a get, because ain't get acher get, and she didn't receive chalitza, so therefore her relatives are mutter. Right? There's no reason to give chalitza to the second one because you're going to be hurting yourself and her relatives. Why do that? Give chalitza to the first one who you gave a get to, and therefore you'll be mutter to the krevis in the second one. He's asking the krevis of both of them, and he gives chalitza to either one because both getting worked, and therefore they're both aser and relatives anyway, so he just gives chalitza to anyone. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Nothing get lizu, the get lizu, the chalitz rishayna, the koshke, the chalitz rishniya, the chalitz ma'al yisun after a kamaisa. For sure, the second one is a better chalitz. Because here the Gemara is going to get involved with what Baruch Leitz has been bothered with for the last number of days, chalitza psula. That when you give chalitza to one who got the get, it's weaker than if you give chalitza to the other one. Right? And still, Rabbi Gamliel is recommending give chalitza to the first. And that's what Rashi says. For sure, if you give chalitza to the second, it's a stronger chalitza. The kibun the get, the shnia, ain't a get. Chalitza di dama, how you see? If there's no get, then the zik is stronger to the second one, and therefore it's a better chalitza. Rabbi Gamliel is giving you advice. He shouldn't aser himself and the relatives of the second one. Because he gives a chalitza, and it'll end up the one is his grusha, the one is his chalutza, right? And so we're giving him advice. The advice is, you know, you already asked yourself and the relatives of Rachel. You gave her a get. You might as well give her chalitza. And the Rabbanan say you give both a get. They both work, and therefore you can pick whoever you want. The chayin ata aimer.
Yes. Do we have a svara that you don't want to waste the water? Like, why give her chalitza? Then she asked her to a coin. We had that svara before.
Right. That's exactly what you say. You're right. The Gemara could have used that svara as well. But Rashi is saying even a better svara. You don't want to ask yourself and her relatives. You're right. The Gemara could have said the same thing. Give chalitza to the first one, but she's asked it to the kayin. Anyway, don't give chalitza to the second one. Why ask her to a kayin? The Gemara could have said that svara as well. 100%.
Okay.
But the Gemara is saying even for the guy's personal interest, even for his personal interest, he's better off this way because he's not asking himself and her relatives. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. But I'm just one's more la'alma. I mean, we have that saying, don't spill out water. Yeah.
100%. Again, who do you worry about more, yourself or everybody else? I mean, you're a tzaddik. A regular person, who's he worry himself more, himself or everybody else? Himself.
Don't worry about
it, so Lamino is giving you an eight to time for yourself. It obviously helps the lady as well, but he's saying don't shoot yourself in the foot.
Yeah, okay, I hear.
Same thing is true when there's two brothers and one Yavama, Quintum Gamliel. The one who gave the get should give chalitza. So that means if Shimon gave a get to Rachel and then Levi get the get to Rachel, Shimon should give chalitza. Because Shimon is already asking her relatives because he gave her a get. Levi's get was nothing. And therefore, Levi can still marry her relatives. So why should Levi give chalitza and ask her himself, let Shimon give chalitza? That is what Gamliel says. And the Rabbanan say they're both usher anyway because they both gave gittin, and therefore one of them can give chalitza, and you don't have to worry about it. L'chein, Ketzer Amar Gamliel, Eimaimar Acher Maimar, same thing. Shtei Yavamas Shinafu Sayavam Echad. Two Yavamas that fell in one Yavam. V'asa Maimar Bezu, Maimar Bezu. Gamliel Eimar Nais and Getlu Rishayna, V'chaylatzla. Stick to the first one, the one that had the Maimar. The second one didn't get a Maimar, according to Gamliel Eimaimar Acher Maimar. So why usher the second one? You're ushering the relatives of the first one anyway already. You gave a mimer to one and a mimer to the other, so both need a get. A nice and get l'shtayin. The usher b'krev l'shtayin. Chalitza l'achas men. You're going to get to both. You're ushering the relatives of both, and you give chalitza to one of them. B'chein ha'tayim b'shtay yavamim b'yivam acha. The same thing is true. Shemin and Levi, they both did mimer. So Rabbi Gamliel would say, Levi's mimer was worthless, let Shimon do the chalitza. And Rabbi Gamliel would say, one of them does the chalitza, they're both usher and her relatives as well. Period. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'chein ha'to'imer, B'shnei yivamim b'yivam achas, thus is their get, b'zeh get. Gamliel ha'imer chalitza ha'arishin, the first one does chalitza. V'asheini mutter b'krei v'seh, the second one is mutter and her relatives. According to the Chachamim, both are usher and their relatives. Lost my place. Right. Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. The Gamliel Eimer Nisim get Lushayna L'Kamim Paruch. Later on, the Gemara will end. Yes, given the Maimer Achim Maimer, Yibum and Amit Tisabim Kamaisa. According to Gamliel, if you give Maimer to both, you should be able to do Yibum to the first one. Why does he say give Chalitza? The second Maimer didn't count, so why can't he marry the first one? The Gemara will ask that later. Okay. Now we go to Baruch Meisha's question that's been bothering him all week. And that is, you have two women, Rachel and Leah. They have Zika. You gave Rachel a get, you weakened her Zika. Rabbinically, you weakened her Zika. She now has a weaker Zika, and Leah has a stronger Zika. Right? And Rav Gamliel said, give chalitza to Rachel. That means you're giving a weaker chalitza. And Shmuel said earlier that whenever you have a chance to give a stronger chalitza, a weaker chalitza won't work. And over here, Rav Gamliel is saying, do the weaker chalitza, and it will work on Leah. Leah meant to have a tshuv to the Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel. Chalitz v'ba'alas haget. Rav Gamliel said, we gave one again. Then you do chalitza to the balas haget. Loi nivter etzara. If you gave get to Rachel, and then you do chalitza to Rachel, Leah needs her own chalitza. Because Leah's zika is stronger, and Rachel's chalitza cannot remove the strong, rabbinically, it's all rabbinic, cannot remove the strong zika of Leah. So why is it, Gamliel says the exact opposite. He says, give chalitza to Rachel. That means he says, chalitza to Rachel will free Leah. And Shmuel said, chalitza to Rachel will not free Leah, because you gave Rachel a get, and that makes a weaker Zika, and therefore the chalitza will not work, which is Baruch Meisha has been bothered with all week.
Is that a chalitza deraisa, though? That
yes.
Chalitza is made deraisa.
100%.
It's not a chalitza, but it's not a chalitza psula like we used to learn before, where it only works for one.
Why not?
Because
if it's drabbanon, it's chalitza psula.
If it's drabbanon,
what?
Before we had chalitza psula, where he couldn't do both. Where there was two brothers
There were two kinds of chalitza psulas that we dealt with. One was that he couldn't do yibum because he was precluded from yibum for a different reason, the brother, and one was when you have two women and one is a weaker Zika. That was the one that Shmuel was talking about. You're talking about Rav's halacha, which we will get to Mershim later. I don't know if today or Monday. But we're talking now about Shmuel's halacha. Shmuel's halacha was when you have two women and one has a weaker Zika, then you have to do chalitza to the other one.
Right.
And Rav Gamliel said the exact opposite. Rashi. Let me tell you just to the Shmuel. I'm a Shmuel chalitza ba'alas haget. Nafu l'pam m'shtei yivamas. The nothing good lachas mem, he gave a get to one of them. The achachachalitza, and then he gave her chalitza. My nifter tzarasa. The tzara is not pater. from the Kalisha Zikasa, her Zika is weak. Her Chalita is not strong enough to remove the strong Zika of the Tzara. The second Zika is complete. The Kasha Lishmu. The Trashim Drabonon Lekela Suvi Lishmu. From Drabonon you can't ask Lishmu. Abagadami Rabonon Chalita Lachas Mem. Even though the Rabbanan said you only give Chalitza to one, Am Chalitza's Balas get the Teres Sarasa, right? They're letting one work for the other. That doesn't bother us. That doesn't bother us. The Kasha Lishmu. Elchi Hainu Taimit, the Tavayu Zikas to Kalisha. According to the Rabbanan, you gave them both a get, you weakened both of them Zika. So they're both on the same level. The Am Rabbanan, yes, get Acha get. So that's the Kasha. The Kasha is, according to Shmuel, why does Gamliel say Chalitza to the first one? It shouldn't work because the second one has a stronger Zika. According to the Rabbanan, it's not a problem. Because according to the Rabbanan, they both have a weak Zika. So if they're both equal, one works for both. Shmuel only said, well, one has a stronger one and one has a weaker one. According to the Rabbanan, there's no stronger and weaker. But according to Gamliel, there is a stronger and weaker. So why does he allow for Chalitza to be given to the weaker when there's a stronger? And for the Gemara, Amalok Shmuel, Ti Amri Ano, Aliba de Mandama, Yes Zika. Gamliel Saver, Ain Zika. This concept, stronger Zika and weaker Zika, is based on a rabbinic concept called Zika. Whereas, biblically speaking, they're both bond, and there's no marriage shaykhus to either. It's just a bond, that you have to give Yibum or Chalitza. It's not a marital bond. It's the Rabbanon that instituted that Zika has some traces or some shaychus to a marital relationship. So there's a stronger one and a weaker one. Biblically speaking, there's no shaychus to marriage. There's no weaker and there's no stronger. There's a mitzvah called chalitza, there's a mitzvah called yibum. And therefore giving one a get does not impact the strength or weakness of the Zika. It was only built according to the mandamah that says Zika is rabbinic and has a strong power. The other mandamah says ain Zika. Zika makes no difference. So according to Gamliel, they're both equal. The fact that you gave one a get didn't make a weaker Zika and a stronger Zika. There's no Zika to begin with. It's only a mitzvah of chalitza and yibum. Rashi, yes Zika. Alima zikasa v'lepoka Zika shleima l'bechalitza mal yisa. Then you need a better chalitza. Gamliel says ain Zika because I'm preparing Beis Shammai, which I will go into a month. Okay, I have to stop now. We will continue Merit Hashem on Monday morning with Peli Yayat. Sunday morning, 6:30, and then Monday morning with Peli Yayat. Merit Hashem, I should be back in my seat. Good Shabbos, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Good Shabbos.